Death of the Rockefeller Petrodollar. The program is This Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. July 16th, 2025. The death of the Rockefeller Petrodollar. I'll give a brief summary on what is the petrodollar. This was out of the balancemoney.com. This was June 4th, 2022. I'll do highlights. It's a currency most used to purchase oil. Because oil has a high level of demand, some oil exporting countries can build up so many dollars they can't spend them all. So historically, these are called petrodollars. It refers to the U.S. dollars used in any country to purchase oil from an oil exporting country. The U.S. currency used to pay for oil globally, prompted by an agreement between the United States and Saudi Arabia in 1945. The agreement led to other oil exporting countries accepting the dollar as payment for oil, and the relationship between the dollar and oil began. I'll interject this, that the last administration, the not Joe Biden administration, that the American people are now beginning to understand and realize, the nations of the world, nations in Europe, the prime ministers and leaders of the nations of Europe, Central Europe, Eastern Europe, Russia, China, the global South, Africa, Middle East, they knew Joe Biden was not really the president of this country. They realized there was a hidden hand, an unseen hand that was controlling the United States of America, giving America direction. It was not Joe Biden. The threat to the petrodollar began, about 2005. An English economist wrote an article about how could the nations of the world free themselves from the Rockefeller petrodollar mechanism that has been used to rule the world since 1945. The economist stated that if some of the major nations basically or simply would, you might say, work together economically, they could break the Rockefeller mechanism and be free from American economic control. And Vladimir Putin is the individual who developed the economist's strategy, brilliant strategy. It's called the BRICS nations. The Rockefeller dynasty in this country and all of the Rockefeller systems that are in play in government, Federal Reserve, Department of Defense, etc., are attempting to, and Donald Trump, well, they don't want an end to the dollar, petrodollar system. Donald Trump is doing what he can to halt the BRICS nations from continuing to advance in an objective to de-dollarize, to separate themselves from the petrodollar. Now, the petrodollar, again, is a family, it was a family plan by the John D. Rockefeller and brothers. After World War II and prior to that, it was a plan, I would say, going back to early 1905, 1910. The Rockefeller family was already owners. They owned New York City. They still do. But now they wanted to own a country. And so in the following years from 1910 up to 45 through World War I, World War II, into the 70s, with the conflicts in the Middle East, they were able finally to bring in a mechanism that would be perfect to bring all nations into a economic system trading with oil. And it was successful. And through this system, they have controlled the world. They didn't own the world, but they've controlled the world. I believe personally, the family has owned America since the 1910-1915. They have owned this country. They have owned basically what happens in Washington, D.C. Eventually, they would take control of the finances of this country through the Federal Reserve. It's a family that how much is enough? Just a little more. You own New York City? Well, you want to own New York State. Then you want to control everything that happens in the federal government. And you want to control everything that happens in industry. So I don't want to get sidetracked, but Donald Trump is trying to unknowingly, well, maybe knowingly, till he can change the economic system in this country, maybe from dollars to digits. He is at war with a family, but he is also at war with the nations that are de-dollarizing. This is why he is taxing or going to increase tax tariffs, the tariff taxes, if these nations continue in this objective to de-dollarize. This is a scenario that would happen in the decade before Christ returns. I have to refer to this because our government, is desperately simply attempting to stop the coming Armageddon. They know Armageddon is one of the main signs of the end of the age. And the governments know at the time of the destruction of Armageddon, the governments of the world will also be at the time of Christ's return. These governments will come to an end in their present governmental, as governments are presently, they're going to change. This is why when Christ was here, when Christ was born, they knew in Rome there was going to be a governmental change, a new millennium or a new order of power, and Christ, the Messiah, would bring in that change. This is why they wanted Christ to be found as a child, as a babe, and eliminated, because they were threatened, because they believed, Rome believed, that the Jewish prophets, what they had predicted and presented and prophesied concerning a change in the governments of the world, they thought this change was coming in their time 2,000 years ago. No, it's coming now. And the governments of the world are very concerned that if Bible prophecy comes to pass and Christ does come, the governments of the world will end in their present state. The major shift right now is with the power of a family over the world globally through a petrodollar mechanism. And what we're seeing, in my view, is we're seeing the end of the destruction of this mechanism that has given this family and the other families and the rulers that work with the family that have given them as the Bible would state, immense power, almost to the point of control, ruling and making the nations, actually not making, owning the nations. Like you own your car, you own your house, they would own the world. This was the purpose of the New World Order, to own the world, to own the oceans, the air, water, land, the people, the masses. This is true ownership. In my view, this family has owned the United States since 1910. That's just a figure I'll throw out there. It was prior to World War I. They owned the United States. They still own the United States, in my view. And their objective is to own the world. So from 1945, other nations, these oil-exporting nations, they also accepted the dollar as payment for oil. But it really came into existence following the elimination of the world supply of gold. It agreed to redeem any U.S. dollar for its value in gold if other countries pegged their currencies to the dollar. Countries signed on to the deal in 1944 with the Bretton Woods Conference. It established the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. So in my view, it was at this time that this family began its quest to dominate, to own the world, to not just dominate, but to eventually own. It would become their possession. How much is enough? Just the world. The world is not enough. Given the opportunity, they would own Mars, the moon, the planet, the solar system, the universe. And if Christ didn't intervene, they would be successful. But Christ will intervene. Sorry, I had to take a little pause there, and I got a little distracted. So then in 1945, February 14th, Franklin Roosevelt, he initiated the alliance with Saudi Arabia. I don't want to get into the details, but basically, the agreement cemented the United States and Saudi Arabia into a relationship between dollar and oil. The petrodollar was born. 1971, there was a run on the petrodollar. Not on the petrodollar, the dollar. Countries asked to redeem the U.S. dollars for gold. So Richard Nixon said no. He removed the dollar from the gold standard. The dollar's value plummeted, helped the U.S. economy as it exported values. Its export values also decreased, making them more competitive. Then in 1976, Jimmy Carter, along with Henry Kissinger, were pivotal, establishing the petrodollar system in the 1970s. I think it was around 76 for sure when Carter was president. Kissinger was working on behalf of the Rockefeller family. Anything that needed to be done politically with legislation in this country, Henry Kissinger was the individual that would put in the new legislation for the Rockefeller family with Jimmy Carter being president. I think it was 1976, 77. They also formed the Trilateral Commission. I think Brzezinski was part of that also. But the Trilateral Commission was also another strategy of the Rockefeller family. And it was three economic points in the world: the United States, Europe, Japan. And with the petrodollar being in place, now the Trilateral Commission comes into existence. Now these three economic power points internationally could really press the countries of the world into the U.S. policy. Now, going back into, you can do these searches. From the 1901, actually going into the 1890s, the Rockefeller family was already instrumental in passing laws in the foreign policy. You can see the Rockefellers as they began selling oil, kerosene to China, and then the kerosene lamps. The Rockefellers were internationally already spreading the tentacles for control in the Far East and also in South America, in the Philippines, but not so much in Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. In my view, the nations have had it with being dominated through this system, and we in this country may not view it the way I'm presenting it to you. We may not view it as a family strategy, many different strategies, but I guarantee you, the nations of the world, they know, they are aware that it is not just U.S. policy. This is not just the U.S. government. These are corporations internationally, many of the nations have Rockefeller fingerprints on them or Rockefeller control. And the nations, when you think of the United States of America, you think of a family. You don't think of just the U.S. government. You don't think of the U.S. president only. You're thinking of their thinking is a family. Vladimir Putin, in his interview with Tucker Carlson here in the last, 6 months, there was innuendo of the powers in the United States of America that Russia was actually at war with. It wasn't just the U.S. government. It was something else. It was a family. In Europe, the European countries, when they think of who are the citizens of these countries at war with, their governments, to a degree, yes, but also they know that the mechanism or the, not the mechanism, I don't want to use that word, the family that is controlling the strings that has everything. And these aren't strings. This is strong piano wire tied into all of the European economy, politics. It is a family. It is called the Rothschild family. In England, in China, y'all say England. England, it is the royals, the German King Charles and his lineage. It's always families. It's not governments, To a degree, governments, yes. But who directs the policies in the government? Families. In China, Xi Jinping, the CCP, they have, you might say, a war that they're waging against the nations of the world. But inside, the CCP is at war also with the very powerful families that have been in place in China for centuries, you know, maybe longer than centuries. In this country, it is in the West, we everything, oil. I'll give you an example. Let's talk about one of the states in this country, Wyoming. Wyoming is Rockefeller, is owned by the Rockefeller family. How could I say that? Years ago, I was in the oil fields, working on the drilling rigs and deckhand, and living in Wyoming for a while. I got to study, and just with the people that I work with that had been there in the Rock Springs area for, you know, they'd been working there for 20, 30 years, families. They would talk about the Cheney family and the powerful, how powerful they were. And the Rockefeller family in Jackson Hole, they owned Jackson Hole. It's their, they had the Jackson Hole, their ranch in Jackson Hole. You have the Rockefeller Highway there east of the Tetons going north up toward Yellowstone. And being on the rigs, I noticed the big rigs that were drilling 30,000, 36,000 foot deep. These rigs were drilling for Amoco, Exxon, Chevron. Well, who owns these major oil companies? It is the Rockefeller family. Chevron, Exxon, Amoco, and then who was the main company that these oil, when they finished drilling to the depth they needed to be, it would be Halliburton that would come in and finish the fracking and basically all that. Well, who's Cheney? Dick Cheney was the head of, at that time, Halliburton. And so basically, you can say that Wyoming is a Rockefeller state. And I will say this, that without this family, this country would not be what it is. We may dislike, we may not, we may protest against all that they do, all that they have done, all that this family may do. But the thing is, this is a family that has brought this country to the position of being the greatest country in the world. And the concept that I'm presenting to you, the thought, is in the Bible. It's in the Bible. This family, well, they're you know, like with the family members, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, they are Rockefeller children. They are cousins. They are in the occult, the Illuminati. Hillary being much more powerful in the occult lineage than Bill. But still, this country is what it is because of this family. These families we may not like. Ford, you know, with the Carnegies, the men of the past, the Morgans, all of these individuals working with the Rockefeller family, these people are in the Bible. Indirectly, I believe Hillary I believe she's the daughter of Nelson Rockefeller, in my view. Bill, his father, his lineage comes through Winthrop Rockefeller. And Nelson was the brother that was, he played the field. So it may be, I cannot see Hillary as a Rockefeller daughter being born to any of the other Rockefeller boys, only Nelson. That's just my view. But the fact they are Rockefeller children, very powerful. They are running the corporation kind of behind the scenes. They always have. And they may be, I believe they are also at war with Donald Trump. And they are attempting to remove him through any means. But as I've stated on a few of the other programs, Donald Trump is the seventh king in the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. You'll have to read it. Five are fallen, one is yet to come. When he comes, he continues a short space. That's Donald Trump, the one who is to come and continues a short space. He's in his final short space period. Donald Trump will not finish his 4 years this time. He did the first four. He won't finish the second four. He will be removed from power. And in my view, this family will have quite a bit of, they'll be actively involved in his removal, and they will be successful. Can we do anything about it? No. That is going to be left to Christ himself and through the prophecies that are still, you might say, in momentum presently. One of the prophecies is in Joel chapter 3. The nations are told, and there's a God commands the nations to begin to prepare for war, and their economies, their budgets are to be any excess, even if they don't have excess to feed their people, they have to spend their what is available for weapons of war. We are watching that presently with Trump attempt his plans to maybe support the conflict in Ukraine through weapons. He has to do it. The British have to spend their budget. The Germans, the French, the nations in Europe, China, Russia, the nations in Africa, their budgets in South America. All these nations are to take the plowshare, take the pruning hooks, beat them into swords, the plowshares into weapons for war. This is in Joel chapter 3. And we're in the last, I believe, a little over 8 years before Christ returns. And in this, from this point to the end Armageddon, the nations are going to continue to expand the military spending. There's going to be more rifles, not so many tanks, I don't think, but aircraft, drones, cyber. It's going to be like Henry Kissinger stated before he died, the war at Armageddon and these coming wars are going to be fought with AI. They have to spend more money in research for AI weapons, AI capabilities. This is what God told Joel to write. The nations are commanded to build the weapons, manufacture, industry, economies, to build weapons for the coming wars. We're in the time where there's not, Christ said that there would be a time of rumors of wars and wars. The time of rumors of wars has ended. We are now in the time of the final beginning wars of the end of the age. They already began with Israel being forced to go to war with Hamas and Hezbollah territories to the west of Israel along the Mediterranean, north into Lebanon. The wars are just beginning in the Middle East. Israel is going to destroy the city of Damascus. And just here, what today? There was an attack. Yeah, they just struck Syria's capital, Damascus. This was out of NPR, National Public Radio, just this morning in the dark while we were sleeping. Israel launched airstrikes into Syria's capital of Damascus on Wednesday, hitting the Defense Ministry headquarters and an area near the presidential palace. Israel's military said it was intervening to defend the minority Druze sect in southwest Syria, whose community straddles the border with the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. Syrian government forces had joined Bedouin militias in clashes with Druze armies groups in the southern Syrian city of Suida. So anyhow, there is a prophecy that Israel is going to destroy Damascus, and the wars are going to continue in the Middle East. The war in the Middle East presently with Israel and Hamas is not just a war against Hamas and Hezbollah. No, there is a prophecy which I talk about all the time in Psalm chapter 83. It is the regional war that began on the 7th of October 2023. It is a regional war. It's not just a war against Hamas, not just against Hezbollah. It is a war that will continue into the nation of Jordan very shortly. And right about the time that this war commences into Jordan, I think the city of Damascus will also be destroyed. There are two separate prophecies, one about Damascus specifically and one about the region. This is what the world is witnessing, and the Christian people and the people of the world don't know that it is prophesied over about 1,900 years ago, 2,900 years ago, that God would punish the hostile nations and the family members that continually attack the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is where the world is presently. The war in October, Israel was forced to respond. It's not a genocide. It is a war. The genocide was on the part of Hamas, the terrorists toward Israel. Not only do they want to destroy, or you might say genocide, the citizens of Israel, they want to eliminate the history of Israel as a nation, the history of God's promises to the children of Israel. And many Christian ministers, maybe not even called by God, individuals that are declaring themselves ministers, they don't realize they are actually fighting God himself. Israel must take back that whole area. They have to. And as I've stated 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I began to talk about this back in 2005, 6, 7, and 8. There would come a time in the future where the United States, the UN, the nations of the Middle East every time Israel begins to win a conflict, they are attacked and they engage, and then the United States steps in, NATO steps in, or not NATO, the UN steps in, Arab nations step in, and they stop Israel from continuing to completely take care of the problem, meaning eliminating the enemies. But I'd always stated there would come a time where the United States, the UN, the Arab nations, the nations of the world, no one would stop Israel from completely destroying the enemies and having complete victory over the enemies. I've stated that. It's in the Bible. Now, with the October 7th war, which is the Psalm 83 war, the United States will continue to support Israel, whether Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu are at odds with one another. The United States will support Israel. And the UN, the Russia, Iran, all of the Arab nations, they, no matter what they do to protest Israel's continuing to eliminate these terrorists, they can scream all they want. But God has stated in Psalm 83, when this war is concluded, and we're coming to a near end of it, Jordan will become property of Israel. The West Bank, Israel will continue to build, occupy, and in the Gaza Strip, Israel will completely control everything that happens in the Gaza. They will begin to rebuild in the Gaza Strip. This is just what Psalm 83 says. And Psalm 83 says that these nations that Israel is at war with, these terrorist groups and the countries, they're at war with God. Psalm 83 says these nations are at war with God himself through all of their idol worship and the worship of their gods. This is what the scripture says, and I talk more about this on my Olive Tree program. You can go to the programs here for This Present Truth, This Present Truth on and the Olive Tree programs. Go to my website, thispresenttruth.com, and you'll have, on the podcast section, you'll have either the Olive Tree programs or the This Present Truth programs, and you can listen. I kind of jump back and forth. It's kind of like playing tennis. I volley back and forth from Present Truth to Olive Tree and from Olive Tree to Present Truth programs. My contact information is Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado. P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, if you want to support me. Also, very shortly here on my webpage, I will have donate functions. I'm in the final stages of putting the functions together. They're there. We're just playing to make sure everything is working perfectly. But in the meantime, and even should you prefer to write, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. 80502. Israel is going to be successful in this war. The Rockefeller family, they have an interest in the Middle East. Not only do they own oil fields in the Middle East, Syria, but they have interest in actually a plan to at some point using this country, not Donald Trump, not during his presidency, with the person that's coming in following Donald Trump shortly, that individual is going to set policy in the Middle East, because this family, they know that for globalist plans, their globalist objectives, Israel is the prime target. The American people may not believe this, but this is the truth. The globalists of this country, the families of this country, and of Europe, they need Jerusalem. They need Israel, but they target Jerusalem because Jerusalem will be the center of the coming New World Order. Yes, we will have America will have a say in it, but the objective is Israel and Jerusalem. This is why they want peace over there. Trump wants peace just to stop the wars. Donald Trump will not be successful in stopping Russia in Ukraine, will not be successful in hindering Benjamin Netanyahu from finishing this campaign on the enemies of Israel in the region. Donald Trump will not hinder that plan. And the American people, the Democrats, the supporters of Palestine, which there is no Palestine, the Arabs, those that support the Arabs in Gaza, in Lebanon, they can scream all they want. America will help Israel with weapons, finance, humanitarian aid, help them diplomatically in every way. And Benjamin Netanyahu is the individual that is carrying out the prophecy in Psalm 83. He's the man that God, the prime minister, he's the king of Israel, that has been ordained to bring complete total victory to the nation of Israel in this conflict. And he will do it. I believe he will be the prime minister to give the command to destroy Damascus. I believe he will be that individual. Another thought, too. There's all this talk in the Ukraine about Russia nuking the cities in Europe. No, it is not in the Bible. Israel or Vladimir Putin will not nuke the nations, any of the nations of Europe. Eventually, in about a year, a little over a year roughly, there's going to be fire, there's going to be destruction that's going to fall on some of the countries there in the European region along the coast. Yeah, that's going to happen, but they won't be nukes. They're going to be just high explosive missiles. I don't know what else. But no, Vladimir Putin and the world is not going to nuclear war. Also, with Iran having nukes, even if Iran had nukes, a stockpile of 100 or 1,000 nukes, nuclear weapons, on these rockets, Iran would not nuke Israel. Iran will not nuke anybody. It's not in the Bible. The only one that's going to nuke somebody eventually is the United States is going to nuke Egypt. Why? Well, Egypt, when America decides to take our military into the Middle East in the next administration, Egypt is going to respond against the new leader of America, and Israel and the new leader of America is going to nuke Egypt, and Egypt will be uninhabitable for 40 years. So I'm just giving you an insight into what's coming. I don't have the time to bring out all the verses, but those who are familiar with Scripture, you probably know what I'm speaking of. And I'm just helping you to be able to make more sense of it. So everybody is saying Russia's going to nuke, you know, NATO nations. No, they're not. They will not. Right now, Vladimir Putin is having a problem on all fronts. America is sanctioning Putin. For those who understand what I'm saying, it's like a hook in the jaw. Then with this, the new, we have seized Russian assets worldwide. That's another hook in the jaw. Now with Donald Trump threatening to increase the tariff, increasing tariffs, another hook. Then all the nations that are working with Russia, they're going to be hit with higher tax amounts. Another hook. Russia is being forced, pushed by the United States, by the nations in NATO, by the nations in Europe. And these are hooks in Russia's jaw. Russia's going to respond and move next year into the Middle East with other nations. On my Sunday programs, or on my Olive Tree programs, I'm going into more detail of these prophecies. You'll have to come to thispresenttruth.com, to the podcast section, then to the Olive Tree site. I will go into detailed specifics about these prophecies concerning the destruction of Damascus, the Psalm 83 war, the coming Russia war, the great Russia war that's coming next year. I'll go into detail. On this program, I'm giving you what is happening currently with the day-to-day events when possible, and then bringing in my view, my opinion, my view, what I feel. This way, you know where I'm coming from. And this way, you can think, like, for example, are we in the last decade? I say we are. I say the last decade began right about October 7th, October 6th, 2023. I believe that maybe God is saying that event, that massacre, that genocide is enough. Now God has said it's enough. Now he is going to allow the prophecies that need to unfold and are unfolding presently that lead to Armageddon, to the punishment of God, of the haters of Israel, the haters of mankind, the individuals that worship Satan, that are in secret societies, that are in defiance, that are at war with God. God will meet them at Armageddon. And they're going to bring all the technology that we have right now, the technology that they're using at CERN. All of this, what we call new AI technology, will be at Armageddon and will be used from the nations directed at Christ's return. And I will say this, I've stated it before in a previous program. Because of our ability to view in real time everything happening throughout the world within seconds, this was technology, the ability with media to internationally view Christ coming to Israel to Armageddon. It can be viewed internationally. You may think I'm crazy. I'm not. The whole world, according to the Bible, will see Christ's coming. And when they see Christ coming in chapter 6 of Revelation, It says the kings of the earth, the mighty men, the captains, the wealthy, the rich, the rulers, they go into these palaces underground and they view him coming. They literally see Christ coming. And that's why they go deep. And that's why they say to the rocks above their head, fall on us, fall on us, hide us from Messiah, hide us from Christ. Hide us because he's coming to punish us. They will see it. You may think this is odd. No, it's not odd. This is absolutely normal Christian thinking of the time that we're in. This is absolutely Christian logic. What was the word I was going to use? It's just normal Christian, not even Christian logic. This is just normal thought because it's stated in the Bible. The whole world is going to watch this return on video. They're going to hear about it. The whole world. Even the third world countries. Why do you think the children of the devil, these rulers of the world, are trying, their objective is to get cell phones in, even into the Amazon to track, definitely. But when Christ comes, there's going to be available to everybody on the planet a way to view Christ's coming. And the nations know it. These countries, they have found God's heaven. They won't tell you that. They have found where God resides in his heaven, in his third, in the third heaven, in the constellation up Orion. The nations know. The leaders of the nations, the leaders of this country, the military men, they know, they have found where God resides in his holy heaven, in the constellation of Orion. But they won't tell the world. They have also found hell. They have found Gehenna. They have found Hades. It is under the earth's crust. The Russians were the ones who decided to just start drilling, I think it was in Finland, to see how deep they could go. This was in the late 90s. You won't hear this on Christian television because people will think these Christian people are mad. Well, so the Russians just start drilling. One stick after another, after another, after another, after another. And finally, all of a sudden, they lose mud pressure. And they're just spinning. The drill bit is just spinning, spinning, spinning. There's nothing to, they're not, they've hit a hollow spot. They couldn't figure it out. They lost all the mud pressure, if you understand what I'm talking about. Because I'm running out of time, I can't get into the details. They pull up the pipe, and they can't figure out what's going on. Well, eventually, they drop recording equipment down the tube. And what do they find? Static. They can hear static. That's all they can hear. Well, they kept tweaking their ability to hear because they thought they heard sounds other than static. And as they cleared things up with their technology, they heard screaming, people screaming, yelling. And you know what they did? They freaked out. They were afraid they opened hell and that things were going to come up through the pipe or through the tube. And they pulled everything out and they sealed it up. And this came out initially, and it was talk for about a week or two. The Christian community was talking about it, but eventually they were basically muted, stated, don't talk about it. Don't talk about heaven. Don't talk about hell. Don't mention that they found God's dwelling place. Don't talk about they found a place of torment. We're at the end of the world. The only hope, really, is what I'm presenting to you. This country is ruled by a family. Europe has been ruled by a family. Families. China. The whole world is ruled, yet to a degree, by governments, but behind the governments, families. We're at the end of the world. And the hope is what Christ said. If I be lifted up, if you speak of who I am, my deity, my power, if you lift me up, and if you present to the people that I am the way to, for I am the one who can forgive all sins, I am the one who gives eternal life, I am the one who gives every man during time a future, a hope, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. This is the hope. No one on earth can hide. Elon Musk, I heard, was planning this trip to Mars. But if I understood what it was stated, he decided to give up that quest. Because even if he were to go to Mars, evil would follow, in my view, in my interpretation. He wouldn't get free from the evils of the earth. And that's true. There's no escaping what's coming in the next 8.5 years, 8 years and 3 months. No escaping it. Christ is your only escape. He's the only one that, upon receiving him, asking him for help, he will give you detailed direction. And that's what this world needs. Trump needs detailed direction on how to beat a family at their own game, with all of their foundations, with all the people they are tied in with in this state, in this country and in the world, tied into the Schwabs, tied into the new pharmaceutical companies. But anyhow, we were watching, and in the scripture, in the Bible, you know, people go to crystal balls. They go to this guy Palantir, which is an occult symbol, so you can view the future. Everybody wants to view the future. Everybody wants to know what's coming. I'm telling you what's coming. The Bible has told, from the Christ said, or Isaiah, I think Isaiah 46, where God said, I declare the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done. God said that. I declare the end, where we are, from the beginning, back 3,800 years ago. I declare the end from the beginning and from ancient times, I declare things that are not yet finished, not yet done. So God is telling the world, things are coming to an end. Now again, programs are on thispresenttruth.com, podcast section, to the Present Truth site, or to the Olive Tree site, This Present Truth site, or Olive Tree site. My contact information, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. And I will visit with you in the next program. For now, God bless everybody.